Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 8th chapter. Now when Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to go over to the other side. And a scribe came up to him and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Another of the disciples said to him, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Follow me, and leave the dead to bury their own dead." And when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves, but he was asleep. And they went and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this, that even winds and sea obey him?" And when he came to the other side, to the country of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men met him coming out of the tombs, so fierce that no one could pass that way. And behold, they cried out, "What have you to do with us, O Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" Now a herd of many pigs was feeding at some distance from them, and the demons begged him, saying, "If you cast us out, send us away into the herd of pigs." And he said to them, "Go." So they came out and went into the pigs, and behold, the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea and drowned in the waters. The herdsmen fled, and going into the city, they told everything, especially what had happened to the demon-possessed men. And behold, all the city came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their region. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Gavin Mize from Augustana Lutheran Church in Hickory, North Carolina.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Here in our reading for Matthew chapter 8, we find three different pieces, or three different readings, things that don't seem to fit quite together. First, we have the cost of following Jesus. Then we have Jesus calming the storms. And then we have Jesus healing two men with demons. They seem like three different readings, and certainly we could preach on one at a time. However, the reality is that each one is a puzzle piece that's shaped differently, but when put together correctly, exegetically, the puzzle shows one picture, and that is the cost of following Christ. A scribe comes up to Jesus and says, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." And it is as if Christ had said, "You know not what you are asking. You know not what you are saying. For I have no place to lay my head in this earth. The Son of Man must be lifted up. Can you carry the cross that I carry? Can you drink the cup from which I sup?" Follow me, even to leave the dead to bury their own dead. And then right after that, they get into a boat and Christ falls asleep. And behold, arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves. Again, Christ was asleep. It seems as if God was asleep while everything around him was chaotic. And I'm not turning this, will not return this into a sermon of the storms of your life, turning the tides and God making everything good just so that you're comfortable. No, the storm is constant. It is sin. Sin has wrecked and ruined our lives. The fact that we are comfortable in them is the true storm. It is the true original sin that we harbor and protect so deeply. For example, if our sixth commandment sins were shown to all, we would go running from the church building as soon as we could. You have not loved your God as you should. You have not loved one another. In fact, you have done the opposite. You complain about the storm, yet you are the winds that blow, and you are the storm that rages, and the devil laughs. And then we blame God for being asleep. Or, to put it in Taylor Swift's perspective, or whoever it was, Jesus, who takes the wheel, being asleep at the wheel. But even Christ said, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" And he calmed the seas, not to show the disciples a cool trick that he could do, but rather that he was the Messiah, an epiphany. And then he comes to the other side of the country and find two demon-possessed men. And even the demons recognize Christ, saying, "What would you do with us, O Son of God?" And the demons heard the voice of the Word, or voice of Christ, who is the Word of God, and they fled from those men and into pigs. It's all about authority. When you follow Christ, you follow the authority of God. And what does Christ say regarding authority? "All authority on heaven and earth has been given unto me. Therefore, go, make disciples of all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things." And so, the cost of following Jesus means that you die the death of Christ in baptism, and that you are arisen. The storm shall rage, but Christ will never be asleep again. For when he died and he entered into the ground and he slept for 3 days, he arose the victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with you saints and forgiven sinners to reign. Alleluia, alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia and amen. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We thank Pastor Gavin Mize from Augustana Lutheran Church in Hickory, North Carolina, for today's meditation on God's Word.